Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure that the banks help. We fired our CEO, and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend George Levy back on the show. George Levy is award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain at the Bitcoin, blockchain and Bitcoin, and he is the leader at the Blockchain Institute of Technology, and he is our good friend. George, welcome back.
Thank you kindly for the opportunity, Jim. Very excited to be here.
Good to have you back, and you're doing a lot of great work there at the Institute, helping people understand lots of thousands of students across the world understand blockchain and cryptocurrencies. So you went to an event recently, and I want you to give us a report on what you found. Who was there? What did they say, and what did you learn?
Fantastic. So actually what we're talking about, there was a digital transformation workshop that was held by the Florida Blockchain Foundation. This one was held at the Port of Miami. And there's a big thing going on in Florida. Florida has actually signed a bill, Bill 1024, which assigns a blockchain task force. Florida really wants to look how blockchain can help grow the economy. So this specific event was actually focused on supply chain and logistics and how blockchain would fit into those. Now, what was really fascinating about this event was that it really talked about how it was being applied, but we heard specifically from IBM, and we heard about some ports. So, for example, the Port of Marseille and the Port of Veracruz already is using blockchain in their port and cargo community system.
Marseille, France, and
Veracruz in Mexico. Yes.
So the key thing is
all of these pilots that were talked about, now they're happening and they're real. So what was very, very impactful about this event was actually hearing firsthand from people that are actually seeing blockchain already being applied. And so there's a lot of stuff going through, and this was a very, very important event.
And so these ports, are they using blockchain to receive things, or are the products that they're using coming into the ports, are they set up for blockchain? How are they applying? Is this a systems approach to receiving things and cataloging them as they're receiving a report? How are they using it?
Yep, sure. So actually, we even had a demo. Actually, it was a presentation of how it was actually being used. But the key problem is document clearing. So what happens is when you're in a port, you're dealing with a lot of different documents from a lot of different sources, whether it's like where the ship is, what's the cargo on the ship, what are the permits assigned, and all of those documents are actually being held in separate different places.
And dealing with all those documents is one of the reasons why it takes so long to get something from the boat to a truck or a train to come out to the rest of the world, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what you're finding is that sometimes that when you have that 2-3 day, you know, delay, it could have been solved if you would have just had all the documents straightened up. And that's what the approach is with these.
Right.
You also run with the fact that the more different places where there's different data, there's also subject to manipulation or errors and discrepancies.
Or corruption.
So this actually solves a lot of problems.
Or corruption, which is the opposite of trust.
Absolutely. And so blockchain, you focus beautifully when you always talk about how it's like digital trust. It actually does add a layer, because without trust, business can't work.
That's right. So when these ports that reported on this, when they talked about what they were doing, are those ports talking to each other with blockchain? Is Marseille and Veracruz, are they saying, okay, when we send you stuff, it's going to have blockchain that you can read? Are they working together like that, or are they individually applying blockchain as the unblockchained shipments come to them?
Yep. So one of the main reasons why the Florida Blockchain Foundation was putting on this workshop was to actually make other participants aware of what's going on around the world. So there is a challenge right now. The vision ultimately will be all these blockchains talking to other blockchains.
Right.
Right now, they're individual projects, and the idea is eventually how do you consolidate? So the port of Miami, where the event was being held, is actively looking at what these other ports are doing to do something similar and perhaps communicate internally.
This reminds me of when barcoding came out. You may not be old enough to remember this, George, but back when when barcoding came out, there was a point in time where you know, barcoding was optional, and then it became mandatory, and you couldn't do anything if you weren't barcoded. And then RFID, and I know you're going to talk a little bit about RFID, radio frequency IDing, adjoining that up with blockchain. You're going to talk about that in the next segment. But now, folks, this is the point I'm trying to make to you, folks. You don't have an option. Blockchain is coming. You have to learn how you're going to be required to join the blockchain economy, or you won't be able to do business in time, not tomorrow, but the day after tomorrow. Twin Tail, stay with us. Right back with George Levy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.